Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Baljinder Sekhon of the University of South Florida and Mel Mobley of the University of Louisiana Monroe. Welcome, guys.
Hello, Corey.
Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today. And Mel, you've got something fancy coming up. You brought the doc in all the way from South Florida to come in to the Composer in Residency program.
Yes, we're really excited to have Baljinder in. We got to know him last year when he visited. He was here for the New Music on the Bayou Festival. And so we invited him for our annual Composer in Residency. So he's been here working yesterday and today with the kids and the faculty. And we've got a big concert coming up tonight.
Baljinder Sekhon, you're at South Florida. When you come in for a Composer in Residency program, what do you get to do while you're here?
Yeah, it's really great. I get to, I get to meet all the wonderful faculty and students at any particular university. At this case, at ULM, it's been a real pleasure to be able to work with the students and faculty here, coach ensembles, teach classes, meet with composers, and help everyone get prepared for the big concert tonight.
Now, the concert comes up tonight at 7:30 at the Biedenhorn Recital Hall. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing. I read your bio. You're a man of many talents, and I know you're big in the electronic music field. You're big in the composing field. What do we expect out of you tonight here in Louisiana?
Yeah, so tonight you're going to hear a series of chamber music pieces that cover a variety of instrumental combinations. You'll hear actually a choral piece. You'll hear a piece for violin and piano. You'll hear a piece for solo saxophone and percussion ensemble, which is the concert-ending piece. And you'll hear two other pieces for instrumentalist and percussion, a flute and percussion piece, and a clarinet and percussion piece.
Now, the New Music on the Bayou Festival is where you guys first met as Dr. Sekhon came in last year. What inspired you to bring him back to Monroe?
It was several factors. One, when we invite a composer in, obviously we want to get a really, really good composer, and he was certainly that. But also he was very engaging in our discussions, and I had lots of discussions with him about pedagogy and working with students, and I thought he would be just a perfect fit for us. And he also, another good thing is he has a lot of chamber music with different combinations, which works well for us so that we can get, you know, different groups of faculty and students together to perform.
So tonight we get to hear some violin pieces.
Yep.
What's going to be played from the violin standpoint?
Yeah, so you'll get one violin piece. It's a three-movement piece called Three Little Lights for violin and piano. Each movement is actually dedicated to two of my nieces and a nephew. So it goes from oldest to youngest. The last movement's a lullaby. I think folks will find it quite accessible. It's a very tonal, pretty, soothing sort of piece. That's the violin and piano piece.
And then saxophone, percussion ensemble. That's right up your alley, Mel.
Yeah, it's actually the one that we performed at the festival last year, and I asked them specifically if we could do that again. And so one of the things that's exciting for me also about this residency is as I said, he is getting to work with there's both faculty and students and even alumni on this concert. So we actually have three alumni performing. We've got on this last piece, we have Brian Bass and James Waller, who are alumni of our department. And then we also have Samantha Parker, the violinist, is going to be performing, and she's an alumni. So not only do we have faculty and students, but former students are benefiting from this as well.
You know, I always found it fascinating when I was playing music in college that it really was cool when the composer came to town. You got a little different feel than just your normal director who works the piece all the time. Then the composer like you shows up, and sometimes the music just takes on a completely different feel when you're there with the guy who wrote the music.
Yes, I think that's right. I experienced that most, particularly yesterday in the choir rehearsal. My choir piece is a little abstract, and by choral music standards at least. And I found that as soon as I talked for about 5 minutes to the students, I could see a level of understanding that went beyond just looking at printed music on the page of what's going on in the music. And I think general excitement level was raised by working with the students, that they were more engaged with the content of the piece and able to take on a deeper meaning for it.
Certainly, and I think the same could be said of the piece we did last night, the percussion trio. Mm-hmm. That I was very excited to have him in on. It talks about different energies, and there are these long pauses, and what kind of energy do you need to have carry through the pauses. So it was really exciting for us to get his take on how to handle certain things that are just you have to kind of interpret on your own unless you have the composer here.
You know, this school has long been known for having a great music program. I'm just going to throw you under the bus real quick. Are you hip to talk about the new degree that they're proposing?
I'm not the best one because I will answer any questions, but I'm not the best one. We're real excited about it. It's going to be a Master of Music Education, I believe, and we're always excited to add new programs and new opportunities for students in the area.
Well, that's exciting again to have that degree offered and a chance for folks to go on and even after their college days end, go on and contribute to music and make that their passion. Dr. Baldinger Sakon is with us and. You've performed 500 concerts in 20 countries. What's the coolest place you've been?
Oh, man. I was in Portugal, in Porto, Portugal, this past July, where I gave a lecture to the European Saxophone Conference. There were two composers invited to this, so I was really fortunate to be able to go and give a lecture to lots of European saxophonists and other composers and researchers. And then I had a recital dedicated to my saxophone music that took place there. And I can't wait to go back. I loved it there.
And you get to come to Monroe. How does Monroe rank with Portugal?
Oh, I love Monroe. When Mel contacted me to come back here after I'd already been here for the Bayou Festival, I was thrilled. I love this place. I think the energy of the students in the School of Music is very high, and I'm excited to be here working with them and having this concert tonight. I'm really fortunate.
It's Dr. Mel Mobley and Dr. Baldinger Sakon with the University of South Florida, the ULM Composer in Residence Concert. Mel, what time tonight?
It's at 7:30 tonight, and it's always hard to describe music, but I think you really want to be there. It's a wonderful concert, very accessible music, and I think everybody would love it. So
7:30 tonight, Biedenhorn Recital Hall. It's the Composer in Residency program.